I just had somebody come into my office the other day. I've been talking about this for 30 years, and they've already spent over $100,000 on a nursing home. $100,000 they didn't have to spend. $100,000 that will never go to the grandkids, never go to their children, never go to make life better for someone else, only to enrich somebody that owns a nursing home. And they didn't have to do any of that. Over $100,000. And they didn't have to do that, but they heard about me and they've been listening to me for 10 years and they never did anything. And all of a sudden it happened in their family and now they don't know what to do. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano, for 30 years, maybe more, probably more, talking about the issues of aging. What happens to us when we get older? And it's going to happen to all of you, whether you like it or not. You can be an idiot and stick your head in the sand and just pretend like you're not getting older, but from the day you're born, you're getting older. And some of us are going to age well. Some of us are going to die young. Some of us are going to die in nursing homes or assisted living facilities. The average cost for a nursing home right now, according to the state of California, is $14,400 a month. How many of you have an extra $14,000 laying around that you could just give it to the church or give it to your child? Or how long could you do that? Would it become a burden on you if you started giving away all of your money? Yeah, what if it was a tax? What if would you be petitioning Congress to your assemblyman or senator or whatever it is to get rid of that tax? If it was only a tax aimed at the frail and elderly, would you vote to get rid of that tax or to keep that tax? Of course you would vote against it. But when you vote against it with immobility or lack of thought or lack of caring or lack of wanting to deal with it because it's all, Bob, is all too difficult. I just can't deal with it. It's all too difficult. I can't tell you how many times I've had people sit in my office and say, it's all too difficult. It's my mom. It's my dad. It's hard. Yeah, it's hard. One of my clients told me 30 years ago, you have to be brave to get old. You have to be brave to get old. It comes with a lot of stuff. You know, age probably comes, wisdom probably comes with age, but physically, we're not. I don't care how much you work out. I don't care how many vegetables you eat. I don't care about any of that stuff. The issue is, what are you going to do when you can't do it anymore? What are you going to do when you can't do it anymore? I don't have the answer for you. I have an answer in general. But what are you going to do when you can't take care of it? What are you going to do when you can't take care of grandma? Because she lives in Idaho, or the daughter lives in Idaho, or the son lives in Montana, or overseas. What are you going to do when the issues of aging slap you and your family around for a while? How many of you have actually had a family discussion about this? How many of you have been to one of my workshops? You haven't been to one of my workshops? Get out a pencil and paper and write this down. On June the 3rd at 6 o'clock in the evening, I'll be doing a webinar. That's June the 3rd at 6 o'clock. You can sign up on my website, assetsandaging.com. All you need to do is have a screen and a speaker. You don't need to have a microphone. You don't need to have a camera. All you're going to see is me. Or Saturday, June the 6th, you could come to my workshop. That's much more intimate, much closer. Other people get to ask questions, get instant answers. That's on June the 6th at 10:30 in the morning. You can also sign up for that on my website, assetsandaging.com. So this coming week, you have two choices to become informed. Actually, three. I haven't mentioned the third one yet, which is a free appointment. On Saturday, I'm sorry, next Wednesday, June the 3rd at 6 o'clock p.m., I'll be doing a webinar. On Saturday, June the 6th at 10:30 a.m., I'll be doing an in-person workshop. All of them are free. You can go to my website, assets.com. ASSETS, assets, and, A-N-D, aging, A-G-I-N-G, assets and aging. Assets and aging. 10:36, June the 3rd at 6 o'clock is the webinar, or Saturday, June the 6th at 10:30 is my free workshop. You should be at one of them. How many of you have lost some of your teeth? Why do you think that is? Well, Bob, I don't know. They just it comes with aging. When you turn 80, your teeth turn 80. They've been with you since you were born. So if you're 60 years old, your teeth are 60 years old. Your body is 60 years old. Your heart is 60 years old. Your lungs are 60 years old. If you're 80, all of those things are now 80 years old. Do you think you're better at 60 or better at 80? Mentally, physically, in acuity, in limberness, in ability to lift weight? Which one do you think it is? We are all going to stare age in the face. And whether we do it together, or whether we do it in a stupid manner, or whether we do it in a faithful manner, whatever it is, we are all going to face the issues of aging, and you can't get out of it. The only way you get out of it is an early death, and that comes with its own set of problems. I've been preaching this message for 30 years, at least 25 years on KFBK. I don't remember when I first went on KFBK, but it's been a long time, a long, long, long time. And I still have a few people every week that call me and say, well, Bob, we're kind of interested. Everybody out there should be interested. This is a people issue. It's a personal issue. It's going to happen to somebody in your family. It's simply going to happen to someone in your family. You don't have any choice in the matter. Somebody you know is going to die young. Some of you who are living right now are going to die of a debilitating disease like MS or Parkinson's or lung disease for years before you die. Some of you are going to have dementia. Some of you are going to have early onset dementia. Well, that's dementia in the 40s. Yes, it happens. I've talked to those people. Who in your family isn't doing so well mentally? Who shouldn't be driving a car, but you're letting them? Do you know what pills your parents are taking? When you go to the hospital or when you go to the doctor, what's the first thing they ask you? What meds are this person on? What meds is this person on? So, do you know all that? Do your kids know all that? How many of you have come to my office, sat down, and had a family conference? We have a family conference in my house, sometimes on an almost daily basis if things are changing, but at least every year to 2 years, we get everybody together and we sit down and we talk about what's coming and what our choices are. How many of your kids know who your doctor is? Have you ever had a surgery? Do your kids know who the doctor is? If someone in your family is in mental decline, do you know who the doctor is? Who the psychiatrist is, or the psychologist, or the doctor that's prescribed dementia? Do you know who that is? You don't? How come? Why don't you know? Well, Bob, Mom and Dad are really touchy about that. And they're even touchier, if that's a word. They're even touchier if we talk about money. Well, so what? Who's gonna take care of them? You? Don't you think you ought to know? Children, don't you think you ought to sit your parents down at some point and say, hey, Mom, Dad, Grandma, Grandpa, we love you, but we need to know what you want. We need to know where things are. We need to know what your desires and wishes are. We need to know your doctor's name. We need to know what pharmacy you go to. We need to know all that stuff so we can take care of you. You would rather, I assume, have us take care of you than strangers. Well, we need to be empowered to take care of you. And adults, you need to gather your family around. It's not an optional meeting. You gather your family around and you say, hey, look, you're the ones that are going to be tagged with the responsibility of taking care of us when we need taken care of. We might not even know we need taken care of. But you guys are the people we want to do that. So here's the tools we have that have equipped you to do this stuff. That's why I always want families to attend my workshops or families to attend the webinar. Why? So you know what's coming. So you have some, well, Bob, I have a trust. What does it say? Well, it says when I'm dead, everything goes to my, what if you're not dead? What does it say about that? What if you're just mostly dead? Well, I don't know. I never thought about that. Well, don't you think you're going to die someday? Well, yeah, but it's probably going to be, what, are you going to have the discussion the day before you die? Are you going to know? And what if you're disabled for 2 years or 5 years or 10 years with dementia? And just to make it better, you have sundowners. You don't know what sundowners is? Look it up. You don't know what dementia is? Look up how many kinds of dementia they are. My dad died with dementia, but he had vascular dementia. He had congestive heart failure. He had clogged arteries and veins, not enough blood to the brain, and he that's what he had. And guess, I've said this 1,000 times before, my mom had a stroke trying to take care of him before I could talk my brother into we need to take action here. Because everybody just hoped it would get better, except for me. I knew it wasn't going to get better, and you know it. You've watched somebody in your own family not get better. I know that's an oxymoron, but not get better. Get worse. Become more disabled. Become more confused. Become how many of you have driven with your 80-year-old parents lately? Have you driven with them? Do you notice what do they know where stop signs are? What if you're not supposed to be driving at night? Well, who's going to pick up mom and take her to the doctor if dad goes to the hospital and it's at night? Are we going to know what hospital is they're going to take them to? Do we have powers of attorney on file at that hospital? Do the kids have copies of the Advanced Healthcare Directive? Does mom have a copy of it? Has anybody ever thought about this in your family, let alone talked about it? Why not? I've been beating my head until it's bloody against the wall for 30 years, asking why myself over and over and over again, why is this so hard for people? And I don't have an answer other than laziness, and we just don't care. Because end-of-life planning is the thing you should care most about at some point in your life. And frailty planning. I may live 6, 7, 8 years and not know who my children are, but I'm still alive. But I don't know who my kids are. I don't know what my address is. I don't know what I had for breakfast. I don't know, remember the name of the high school I went to, Washington High School, Phoenix, Arizona, go Rams. Who's given dad or mom a cognitive test? Who's taken mom or dad to the doctor or attended the doctor's appointments with them so they know what's going on with mom and dad or Grammy and Grampy or whoever it is? When are you going to get off your you-know-what and start planning for this? I don't know what else to say, folks. I'd like to just keep repeat this. How much time do I have here? 12 minutes. I'd like to just keep saying over and over and over again, you have to do this. 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 You have to do, you must do this. Unless you just want to punish your children or your spouse or those people around you because you were too lazy or too ignorant or too lazy to get off your you-know-what, spend a little money, spend a little time, and say, hey, I need to make sure that I'm ready for this. I've been saying this for the 30 years, 25 years I've been in KFBK. I'm not going to ever change my message. My message is the same. You're going to get older. You're going to become more frail. Life is going to catch up with you, and you can't change it. There's nothing you can do to change the day you're going to die, whatever that day is. Hopefully it's maybe way out there, but you may spend the last 8 years of your life not knowing who your family is. I had somebody in my office this week who has early onset dementia. And I'm not going to tell you how young they are, but they're not in their 80s or 90s. They're in their 60s. And it's going to be a long road for a long time. Thankfully, they decided to listen to what I've been talking about, call me up, and we're going to begin to work on a plan. Because what happens if the well spouse dies first? Who's going to be the caregiver? Well, Mildred's going to be the caregiver for Dad, or Dad vice versa. What happens when that person goes down? Do we have a plan for that? Well, no. We'll take care of Dad. Yeah, where? At his house? At your house? What if your kids live out of state? What if the person having is your successor trustee or has your power of attorney works out of state? What if they work outside the country? How are they going to take care of you? How are they going to make decisions? Are your advanced health care directives on file with someone? Do they know who to call? How many of you have multiple doctors? You have one doctor for your heart. You have another doctor for your bad hips. You have another doctor for your bad knees. You have another doctor who's a heart specialist. You have another doctor who's an internal medicine guy. You have another doctor who's the surgeon that took your gallbladder out or whatever it was. How many of those people do your kids know about? Or whoever it is you're going to pick to manage your affairs? Come on, be realistic. How many of them have a copy of the trust? How many of them have copies of your powers of attorney? Well, Bob, you know, my attorney said that I shouldn't give powers of attorney to my children because they could steal it all. Then find another person. If you don't trust your children, there are plenty of professional fiduciaries out there who will do it. You have to pick. Well, if you don't trust your children or you have a special needs child or something like that, what are you going to do? What happens when mom, who's been taking care of her granddaughter all these years and her granddaughter has special needs, what's going to happen when mom goes down? What's the plan for that? Or vice versa, dad is taking care of, you know, helping one of their kids out with a special needs grandchild. Who's going to help with that? Because right now, grandma or grandpa goes over there 2 days a week so that mom can get out and go to her job or go grocery shopping or whatever. How are you going to do that? Well, we want to leave everything to our grandkids. Really? Well, first of all, you can't do that until they're at least 18 years old. In last time I checked in California, I haven't checked recently, but I think I'm pretty close to being right. So who's going to do that? Well, Bob, this is so far. All of these things I'm talking about have happened to real life people. The people that walk into my office tell me about stories that would curdle your blood, but that's what they live through. They lived through both mom and dad having dementia or being debilitated. They lived through mom and dad, and then they took grandma and grandpa, and then they wound up taking care of dad and mom. And they're worn out. How many of you know somebody who's just worn out trying to take care of somebody they love? But they'll never say they're worn out, but you know it. You can tell when you go over to visit. Come on, you know. You know in your own family, your Aunt Tilly or your best friend. I watched my best friend lose his mind over 2 years. Maybe longer than that. We're not really sure when the onset of his disease started. What's really going on in your family, and are you really willing to face it? Are you willing to stare whatever's going on in your family and face it? Are you? Are you? Are you really? Are you really prepared to do that? Are you really? I don't know what the answer is for you. I really don't. But I just know that there's an answer for every family. I don't know your family. I know some of your families because you're my client. Again, I had somebody in my office this week dealing with a spouse who has fairly early onset dementia. Now, what happens when that spouse goes down? It's a blended family. They have different kids. They have no kids in common. So who's going to take care of dad, mom or his kids? Who's going to take care of mom, dad or her kids? Have we had that discussion? Have we had that talk? Have we figured it out? We haven't? Why not? Why not? I don't know why not. I don't understand it. I'll never understand it. In all the 30 years I've been doing this, I don't understand why people are waiting to do. Well, Bob, it's really hard to talk about. Well, so's having your appendix out. But you would have that taken care of if the doctor said, yeah, if you don't take care of your appendix, you're going to die. What would you do? What if I said you're going to die, but you don't know how you're going to die? But I can guarantee you, you're going to die. That's a guarantee. I can guarantee that. But we don't know when. We don't know if we're going to be ill beforehand. We don't know when. And then, well, we have a trust. Who's the successor trustee? Who has your power of attorney? Are the powers of attorney immediate or springing? When does the person become a successor trustee? On death or only disability or both? Well, do you have an advanced health care directive? Do you have a HIPAA authorization? Do you have a durable power of attorney? Do you have a pour over will? Do you have a certification of trust? Is your house in the trust? Are your bank accounts in the trust? Well, I don't know. Do your kids know the answer to all those questions? Including, what do you want at the end of life? What do you want at the end of life? What do you want? What do you want? I mean, who cares? Do you care? Does your family? What if you're estranged from your children for whatever reason? I've had lots of people in my office over the years estranged from their children because of real or imagined things. It doesn't matter. It's real because it's happening. Well, who's going to take care of you then? What if your daughter, who said she was going to take care of you, just moved to Iowa or someplace? Well, who's going to take care of you? Are you going to move to Iowa? Are they going to come here to take care of you? How many of you, well, I'm going to go to assisted living. How many of you have checked out assisted living? How much you've checked out what costs are associated with assisted living or home care or memory care? And who can put you there? What do your powers of attorney say? Who can sign contracts? Who can decide what kind of food you eat if you can't decide? Who can do all that stuff? Who can order meals on wheels? Who can do all that stuff if you can't do that stuff? Documents that have frailty language and are frailty planning as a part of it are what needs to happen. That's what really needs to happen. It's your choice. You know, it's the old Fram commercial, pay me now or pay me later. But one way or another, we're all going to grow old. We're all going to not do too well at some point in our lives. It's just going to happen to us. We don't have a choice in it. You don't get a choice. It's going to happen whether you want it to or not. Just like this radio program is going to end at some point. It has to end. I have to wrap it up at 26 minutes. We're 22, 23 minutes and 38 seconds into it. I got to start looking at the clock because I have to wrap it up. What happens when your life wraps up? Will you be prepared? Will your children be prepared? Call me, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007, or go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, and sign up for a workshop, sign up, call me, sign up for a free appointment, sign up for the webinar, but make sure your family is ready for the issues of aging. That's why my business and my show have been called Assets and Aging for 35 years. It's all about the money. Am I going to get to keep it? Is somebody going to make decisions about it? Who's prepared to take care of me? How are they going to take care of me? All that kind of stuff. Who's on first? 800-999-8007. You've been thinking about calling me. Just do it. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 999-8007. Webinar on June the 3rd at 6. Workshop on June the 6th at 10:30 in the morning. You can sign up for both or either one of them by going to Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, Assets, and A-N-D, Aging, A-G-I-N-G.com. Or just call me, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. I know I'm in Sacramento, but I still use that number because I've had it for over 30 years. I hope you have a great day. I hope you have a blessed week. Hold your family close. Talk to each other. Be open with each other about the issues of aging. Look forward to seeing you soon. Have a great day. And remember, please, always, please, just be kind to each other. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.